This article is titled Healing a Broken Mind. When my grandson was 4, he started venting his frustrations with biting and hitting. His mother explained to him that he needed to use his very good mind to think of other ways to express his frustration. His reply was, "But Mom, my mind is broke. It wants to do those things." Of course, as the grandmother, I thought that was so cute. But later, truth pushed through and I realized we all have broken places in our minds. For instance, you may not bite someone, but have you ever walked away from someone mentally wishing them bad luck? Not only is your mind broken when you wish another person ill, but also when you think badly about yourself. In fact, any thoughts that don't make room for love are broken, since the mind's job is to shape what's in your heart. So you have to be careful when your mind is broken. Maybe this example will help explain mental heart shaping. Growing up, I had a cousin with whom I did everything. We played together, worked together, and we became teenagers. We double dated together. After we both married and moved to different states, we lost touch. When I heard his wife had died at a very young age, I called to give my condolences. He was not just distant, but rude. I thought perhaps that was caused by what he was going through. But when I called a few years later to try and reestablish a relationship, he was even more caustic. My feelings were really hurt, and I let my hurt feelings break my mind. I no longer held good thoughts toward him, even though I really did still love him. Melinda's with us today. Melinda, yes. Do you have any questions or examples or responses of any kind around that?
Yes. Well, my mind gets broke for sure sometimes. It brought up for me my relationship with my sister. Because, you know, growing up as kids, you kind of learn ways to be together and ways you don't want to be together. And I'm 50 years old now, and I realize that a lot of the ways that I think about things with her are the same as when I was a child. And it's dismaying. I mean, it's disappointing to realize that I haven't let those broken pieces grow up to include her in love instead of just the upsets that I had as a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's easy to go there because that's what we've been programmed to think. Mm-hmm. And we don't realize that maybe that wasn't broken for us at that time. But as we get older and wiser, then that really is a broke
yes.
mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were there any questions that came up?
I just, maybe you could recommend a first step when you can see yourself in a situation, and especially I think for ourselves, thinking not great thoughts about ourselves, how can we start to move out of that mindset and love ourselves better?
Well, of course, awareness is the first thing, but you have to continue from there. When I heard, finally, I didn't finish all of this story about my cousin. I finally called and left a message and said, "I just want you to know that you don't have to love me, but I do love you. You were an important player in my life, and I value that." And he responded, and he said, he didn't say I had a broken mind, but he said, "I let your brother's opinion of you influence me." Mm. So then, I had never really been mad at my cousin, but boy, was I mad at my brother.
Yeah.
Because competition is a common thing between siblings.
Right.
And I always felt he was in competition with me since I'm the oldest. Mm-hmm. He said it was hard to follow me in school. The teachers would say, "Are you really Jackie's brother?" You know?
Yeah.
And he had a lot of competition. And that carried on through his life. And after I got through being angry, I went through being sad that he was still in that broken place of his childhood of being in competition with me. And I could truly say, I forgive you. And so until we can forgive their pattern, we can't really forgive ours.
Wow. Yeah. That's big.
Thank you. Thank you.